Hello, I'm up here on the facade. Oh, you looked too late. I'm not there anymore. I'm down here on the corner behind you. You're too slow. This way, you'll never see me. Never mind, you'll find me if you can.
What's the matter? Do you need help?
Hello, Pella.
Ah, now I see. Our friend wants to play a trick on you. He's such a rascal. Are you visiting Badalona? Well, I can show you many things and tell you many stories about pirates, kings and queens, sailing ships and seahorses, shipwrecks. I could even tell you the names of the winds. The connection between Badalona and the sea goes back to the very beginnings of the city. Plus, with almost 5 kilometres of coastline, we have 9 beaches, although today I'll only show you 5. The beaches are one of the city's main tourist attractions. Oh, my name's Pera, and I'm a fisherman. Well, I was, but I'm retired, and now I dedicate my time to my grandchildren and my vegetable garden.
Hello. Welcome to the audio tour of Badalona and the sea. The tour will last around 90 minutes. We recommend that you follow the route shown on the map, although you're free to visit the locations in whichever order you wish. Mar Street.
The street you've just walked down is called Mar Street. Do you know why? Look along the street in the distance.
Maybe you need a telescope.
Hey, shut up. Some guide you are. In the distance we can only see buildings, but behind them is the neighbourhood of Dal de la Villa. That's where the Roman settlement of Paetulo was located. Later on it grew into the medieval town of Badalona. In that neighbourhood there's a street called Costa Street, which runs down from San Anastasi Street and intersects with the start of Mar Street at Villa Square. The people of Badalona lived up there, right up until the 18th century, because they were scared of being any closer to the sea. Of course, it was dangerous to live here because of the pirate attacks. That's why up until the 18th century, all this was nothing more than a wide expanse of sand. After the pirates stopped attacking, the people of Badalona started to make this area habitable. A fisherman built a hut to store his equipment. Someone else planted a vegetable garden. And this neighbourhood, which they called Baixamar, grew up around it.
Pera, don't lie. The truth is, they were scared of the water.
Oh, if the fishermen could hear you. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes. Nowadays, Mar Street is one of the city's most important shopping areas.
Unlike other parts of the historic city centre, the neighbourhood of Baixamar is shaped like a square. Mar Street, Canonja Baranera Street, Prim Street and other nearby thoroughfares have become the commercial heart of the neighbourhood and form a kind of open-air shopping centre. Traffic is restricted because the streets are pedestrianised, and they're full of small local shops, offering high-quality products and friendly face-to-face service. You'll have seen this area as you came down the street. But if you go back there, make sure you take a look at these shops. Saranti, which is a chemist's at number 23. Bumbuneria Almera, a confectioner's at number 70. Suroca, another chemist's at number 76. And Bute, a hardware store, at number 71. They are all over 100 years old and still have fixtures and fittings that date back to the beginning of the 20th century. Now follow the map to the next location. The Rambla and the Corda Marina.
Have you seen these houses? They're 2 or 3 stories high, well made and beautifully decorated. That's where Badalona's richest residents lived.
Sometimes at the cost of the poor fishermen, whose huts they bought for next to nothing so they could build these mansions.
Oh, I wish that chatterbox would shut up. Yes, historically this area was home to the fishermen. Their humble homes feature traditional interior patios, which we called badius. but following the industrialization of the 19th century, they were bought up by Badalona's richest people. Look closely. Some of the houses stand out for their beauty and superb construction. But there's one that's extra special for fishermen like me. See if you can find it. There's an inscription at the top of the facade that says Coro de Marina, which means maritime choir. And above it is a brightly coloured ship with a triangular sail.
Castagnolas, 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 y mujer, apanoyas, bisparato.
The Cor de Marina represents Badalona's choral traditions and was made up of fishermen and traders from the fishing guild. But it wasn't just a choir. It was also a charitable organisation that helped fishermen who had got into difficulty. It was founded in a tavern on Mar Street.
Those fishermen really loved a drink.
Don't be cheeky. Sometimes they couldn't go to work for several days, so they went to the tavern to pass the time. The organisation had a number of different headquarters until this one was built at the end of the 19th century.
Now move on to the next location.